T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, the phone number is 248-539-9797. That's also the ticket text. You can talk about Lions, Dolphins, if you wish. You want to make rivalry jokes, Lions and Dolphins, like Dolphins are not even a fish, they're a mammal, whatever. Yeah, go ahead, get the rivalry jokes out of the way, and then we'll segue into Michigan and Michigan State. Now, I've listened all week, talked all week, you've listened all week, talked all week. We had the big rivalry show downtown at the Music Town Theater in the Hockey Town Complex. You had that, and everybody gave their opinions, gave their thoughts, and I really think it's one thought that just keeps repeating itself. And I'm going to ask you, Wolverine and Spartan fans, this question and what you think. Ready? Who's more nervous? Now, I asked Rico that in the little crosswalk, and he, of course, said, well, Michigan fans should be much more nervous because they have the most to lose. Well, yes, they do, of course. 7-0, ruining the season or whatever. But I'm looking at it from this point. Michigan is going into it with the most to lose if they lose, but they are favored by 22.5 points. Michigan State is going into it with the most to win because it would be an all-time upset. But wouldn't you be a little bit nervous about it being a bloodbath? In other words, does the nervousness for Michigan fans like, oh, God, no, they're not going to do it to us again, are they? No. Is that more profound than the nervousness of Michigan State fans? Like, they can, and I've heard Mike, and he's always honest about this. He says, I think Michigan State's going to get killed, 45-10. So maybe he's already accepted it. But if you don't think that, are you nervous about getting blown out? And does that outweigh Michigan fans' nervousness? And I do want to gauge. We've called this before the sphincter check. We're not technically going to do that. But I am want to gauge and engage Spartans and Wolverines as to your level of nervousness going into Saturday. And you say, well, why would Michigan fans be nervous? There's like a, I don't know, FPI has them like a 90.2% chance of winning. Oh, yeah, those have never been wrong before, those odds, right? Why would you be nervous? Here's a reason why you might be nervous if you're Michigan fans. And I'm not doing this to make you nervous. I'm just saying be prepared to be nervous if this happens. And I brought this up Wednesday night at Music Town, and it popped into my head. That Penn State game, their last win when they 2 weeks ago when they slaughtered the Nittany Lions 41-17. But you know what the dynamic of that game was? Because of the way Michigan plays, grinding it out, pounding away with the running game. They have like the, I don't know, 60th rated passing offense. They don't really throw it around a lot with J.J. McCarthy. Although when they do, he completes the highest percentage of any quarterback in the country, 74%, because he doesn't throw deep that often. They haven't hit those deep shots. So if you're not getting those quick strike deep passes, and maybe they will, but I'm just saying so far you haven't, and you're grinding it out on the ground, go back to that Penn State game a couple of weeks ago. Michigan marches up and down the field, stalls in the red zone, field goal. Then Penn State punts. Then Michigan marches it up and down the field, stalls in the red zone, field goal. So now you're headed to the second quarter, and it's 6-0. And if that scenario unfolds against Michigan State, you run the risk of happening what happened with the Nittany Lions, who then broke the quarterback draw, Sean Clifford, for whatever it was, 60 yards, and then they had the pick six going the other way, and all of a sudden, being dominated, they were up 14-13. Michigan went ahead 16-14 at halftime and then blew them away in the second half. If Saturday night's game is 16-14 at halftime, you will be clutching your pearls, right? I know Michigan has been a much better second-half team. Weren't they tied at halftime against Indiana? Was it 10-10 or 14-10? Whatever it was, have been much better in the second half. But this is the one game where bad thoughts creep into your head if it's tied or close at halftime. I don't think Michigan had bad thoughts with Penn State. They've handled them numerous times. Or with Indiana, they've handled them numerous times. Would you have bad thoughts creeping into your head if you settle for field goals? And Michigan State's red zone defense has been pretty good, at least inside the 5-yard red zone defense, has been pretty good. Here's what I would tell you, Michigan fans, and with all due respect to the Moody family, you do not want to see Jake Moody out there kicking 27-yard field goals. If Jake Moody makes more than one field goal less than 30 yards, I think you're going to be nervous. I will go to the phones. I just want to read a couple of ticket texts here at 248-539-9797. Simply asking people, and I know people think it's a foregone conclusion because Michigan's a 23-point favorite and this isn't one of those games that Michigan State's going to sneak up on them. Not that they always do, but and it's not one of those classic Michigan State teams that at least could run the ball or at least had a great passing attack or great defense. They don't seem to have any of that right now. However, rivalry mystique, is that enough? Does that count for everything? Here's a couple of ticket texts. D'Antonio, oh, he misspelled it here. It's D'Antonio. In his heyday, always had 2 to 3 gadget plays ready just for this game. Hopefully Tuck has like 20 or 30. D'Antonio knew how to play this game. No, he really did. And I'm not saying Tucker doesn't. Obviously, he's 2-0. But last year, I don't know if that was Tuck magic or Michigan State had a really good team and also a running back by the name of Kenneth Walker. Here's another ticket text. Here's my nervousness. Okay, we're listening. Sounds like a Michigan fan. MSU isn't as awful as they seem. If Michigan plays how they did versus Indiana and MSU plays how they did versus Wisconsin, this is a one-score game. Well, if Michigan plays as they did the first half against Indiana, they were much better in the second half. Michigan State played better against Wisconsin, but that was still a double overtime win against a very wounded Wisconsin team. But I understand. Sometimes it's just about getting your mojo back, getting your confidence, and maybe they do. But we'll see. Both of those games were 2 weeks ago, so who knows? Maybe both teams installed entirely new and different offensive sets and trick plays and everything else. One more ticket text, and then I'll go to the phones. I'm a State alum, and even though I know it's probably going to be an L this year, Michigan beats us in every category, but it is a rivalry game, so who knows? I feel like that's the final three words of almost every sentence you have to say about this rivalry. Well, Michigan's better at this and this, and they're better at this, and they're better. But who knows? If you don't end that sentence with, but who knows, then you are tacitly saying that there's no chance for something stunning to happen, and you can't ever say that in this rivalry. You know why? Because who knows? All right, let's go to the phone, shall we? Let's go to Brian. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello there, Brian.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's little Brian, little LBF, little Brian Fisher.
LBF. Oh, yeah. Hey, Bob, good to talk to you. I was gonna show up Wednesday to see the event down at the Hockey Town Cafe. Is that where you guys are?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, I couldn't get little Heather, the girlfriend, to go, and she kind of said, yeah, if you take me down there, you're just going to embarrass me by making fun of all Lenny's exaggerated takes. And I'm like, you're probably
she
right.
She knows you.
So, yeah, it was best we just stay on. But I got a gift for him. I'll get to that. But, Bob, how can you honestly think the Lions are going to be in this game? Who the hell is going to cover Hill and Waddle on this team? And if, you know,
Jeff
they
Okuda.
Are covered by some chance, they'll just check down to the little Mostert and Edmonds. So, I don't
Well, you know, and listen, I understand that, like, matchup-wise. But in the NFL, you also have to say in any NFL game, who knows? And Miami has been struggling. They looked not good beating Pittsburgh last week. What was it, 16-10 or whatever? And Tua's been banged up. Things happen in the NFL.
I just see Ford Field, you know, some fast turf, and that team can really probably be explosive. They've had some games in some weird conditions. But I'll give you a prediction and a gift for, like I said, for Valeni, a gift. I'm going to go 29-27 Sparty. And
whoa,
I don't know how, but I think there's going to be something in the water up there, and something's going to go crazy in that game. There's going to be some turnovers and just some weirdness, and maybe Michigan beats themselves a little bit in that game. I just have a hunch. So that's my prediction. I know it's an unpopular one, but I gave it to you.
Thank you, Little Brian Fisher, very much. Thanks for the call. Thanks, Brian. No, that is the way, if it were to happen, it would happen, I think, would be turnovers, mistakes. J.J. McCarthy, he hasn't thrown many interceptions, I think, what, three for the year? But he's thrown one each of the last two games. If Michigan State sells out to stop the run and McCarthy has to throw, you would think, well, that's okay because Michigan State's secondary is no good. But if he has to throw under duress and takes a few chances, I think the little Brian Fisher there did lay out the way. Similar to the way that I laid out, if Michigan starts settling for field goals and they get into a moody kind of mood, Jake Moody kicking field goals, then, you know, game shortens pretty quickly. The underdog hangs around. Visions of past malfeasances for the Wolverines pop into their head. That's all I'm saying. And you know how I end that with, well, you just don't know. You never do know. Ticket text 248-539-9797. That's also the phone-in line, by the way. All right, here we go. Ticket text. Oh, this is all in caps. And I think it's from a Michigan fan. All in caps. I don't want to shout it in caps, but it is all in caps. Nobody is nervous. I'm turning the dial now. MSU is going to blank around and find out how much better the Wolverines are than the Spartans. Spartans are going to get killed Saturday night. It won't be 16-14 at the half. Okay, that's perfectly fine, and you have every reason to feel that way. But I also think, like, Michigan fans might be setting themselves up for disappointment either way. Even if you win, and say you win 27-17. That wasn't enough. I really thought we were going to kill them. I do think Michigan has the team, the weapons, the trenches, the motivation. They have probably the most lethal combination of they've had of that going into this rivalry in a long time. Well, maybe not that long. The last year of D'Antonio, I think that Michigan team was girded, but wasn't as good as this team, and they beat D'Antonio in his final game against Michigan 44-10. But you know what? All it takes is one, and I'm not even going to say it fluke. It could be, maybe it's a great play. Maybe Xavier Henderson picks off a pass, and all of a sudden people are wondering, ooh, J.J. McCarthy, how's he going to respond? That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to make you nervous. I believe this is text on text crime, perhaps. MSU's win over Wisconsin was a sham. It was two really bad teams. If Michigan doesn't kick the living, out of MSU, I consider it a loss. Oh, my. You know, good thing you're allowed to say those things, and you better hope your team isn't automatically assuming those things behind closed doors. 97.1, The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.